Now we're going to bring to these microphones, still in Israel, Rabbi Yoel Karen, La Mikdash is the name of his organization, Up to the Temple. And we want to talk to him about a question that I continually get when I hold prophecy Q&A in conferences all across America, and in fact around the world, when I open up for the people in that conference to ask me prophecy questions. Always I get the question, well, we hear that there's an alternative site on the Temple Mount where the temple could be built. Actually, I did a documentary on that, and it's entitled Ready to Rebuild. It's a 55-minute documentary. CBS Television purchased it from us to do a prime time special, and it's available at our bookstore, prophecytoday.com. It's entitled Ready to Rebuild. But I interviewed Asher Kaufman. He's a professor, or was, and he had a different idea as to where the location for the temple should be. He said it was the Dome of the Spirits, and I'm going to talk to Rabbi Karen in just a moment to find out what that is and where it is actually located. In this documentary that I did, I actually had four men tell me. Shlomo Goren, the late Shlomo Goren, said that he didn't believe the Dome of the Rock was the site, but just to the west of that, there's a self-standing wall, and he said that was probably the site. Some have mentioned the wash basin down near Al-Aqsa Mosque. That would be south of where the Dome of the Rock is located. And then, of course, many, and I think the largest majority of Orthodox Jewish research has indicated that it's most likely the spot where the Dome of the Rock is. Well, to bring that question into consideration, we bring Rabbi Yoel Karen to these microphones because he's associated with all the players getting ready to build that temple. Yoel, thank you for being along with us. What about that? What is the Dome of the Spirits? Explain what Asher Kaufman was talking about.
Well, Dr. Kaufman, first and foremost, he's a brilliant person, but he's not an archaeologist. And so it's not only that the majority of Orthodox Jews believe that the Holy of Holies is under the Dome of Rock, the archaeological community is 100% solid on this idea. There's no Gabriel Barkai, who I'm sure you know.
Yes.
I was on the Temple Mount with him, and he says, if you don't understand the topography of this mountain, you don't understand anything. Anybody can create theories. You have to look at the way the mountain is structured. So the deal with with Dr. Kaufman is there's a little rock that protrudes above the paving stones, the smaller, newer paving stones on the Temple Mount, about 330 feet north of the Dome of the Rock. And this little dome, they call the Dome of the Spirits or the Dome of the Tablets. I'm not exactly sure where those names came from, why the dome was built there. Usually when the Arabs build a little dome like that, some sort of a shrine, it's because they found something Jewish or Christian before something that predates Islam, and they turn it into a Muslim shrine. So I'm not exactly sure what it is, why they decided to put the dome there, but he believes that this is an outcropping of bedrock, and that it's where the Holy of Holies was located. And he's created an entire theory around it. And it's very popular in certain Christian circles because of a misinterpretation of a verse in Ezekiel 42:20. There's a statement there that it says that a border was made to make a separation between the sanctuary and the profane place. But the word profane there just means the non-sanctified area. The English word that's translated as profane, the Hebrew word that's translated as profane, just means non-sanctified. So the main problem with this theory is that Lean Rittmeyer, who is an archaeologist, he's a brilliant man, he lives in Australia now, he's not only an archaeologist, he's a surveyor. He knows that mountain inside and out. And he says that he's misidentified, Kaufman has misidentified this stone. It's not bedrock. It's a Herodian paving stone, and the bedrock is actually 15 feet below it in that spot. So I really don't think there's any credibility to this theory whatsoever. When you look at the structure of the mountain underneath the big flat paved surface that we see today, there's only one way to make a temple fit on that mountain, and it's with the Holy of Holies sitting under the Dome of the Rock. Josephus plainly tells us that the temple was built at the apex of the mountain. And that apex is under the Dome of the Rock. It's the highest point on the mountain. There's no way around it.
Now, the research that the community, the Orthodox community, who is working feverishly to put everything together to have the temple erected once again on the Temple Mount, this research is key. What you have just talked about is key to where they will build that temple, correct?
Absolutely. The temple must be built with the Holy of Holies where the Dome of the Rock is. There's no other way to do it. We can't move it. Especially, even not only the Holy of Holies, but the altar has to be in the exact spot of the original altar, not 10 feet to the north, south, east, or west. And when we're finally able to excavate, we will see the remains of the altar there. We know exactly where it is. Once you give me a location of anything belonging to the temple and the correct length of a cubit, what we in Hebrew call an amah, I can plot out and measure out the dimensions of the entire temple complex. All you need is those two things, a starting point and the correct dimension for a cubit. And those we have.
This is very important that we had this discussion, my dear friend. So many, and as he said, the Christian community are trying to say, well, hey, you can put a temple up there and leave the Dome of the Rock up there. As they say in Louisiana, I guarantee they're not going to do that. But indeed, this was very important information. It's always great to be able to talk with you, Yoel, and please be available for us. We need to have this information. We need to know what is reality as it is in preparation to build the temple. Thank you so much, my dear friend. We'll talk again along the way.
Have a good week.